Socks, we've been making comfy socks for Aussie mums, dads, kids, and bubs for the last 20 years. And that's why we're the number one dad.
Well, boys, yesterday we had a Dr. Shanuda who came on to tell us all about the O shot, which is a shot, you go a couple of shots where you take blood and plasma from your one part of your body. They re-inject it into the vagina and it stimulates the area, adds lubrication. Within a month, a lot of women are reporting banging orgasms. Now, it's one thing to talk to the doctor, but we should talk to someone who's had this procedure done.
Ida Buttrose, good morning.
No, not Ida Buttrose.
The beautiful Rosa is in studio. Welcome. Thank you for hanging out this morning.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, already you've got a big smile on your face. You got your face is lit up. You look like a happy person, Rosa.
I certainly am. Much happier than I was a few years ago, that's for sure.
Oh, okay. Wow. So tell us your scenario and why you decided to get the O shot.
I didn't go looking for it, actually. I first met Dr. Shanuda when I was approaching him for anti-aging medicine. I've been very happy with that in terms of anti-aging. And I had picked up a brochure that was in the reception area. And I'm getting on towards 50. So I think
you look amazing. You look amazing.
I want whatever
Rosa.
You had on your face if you are nearly 50.
Gosh.
Yeah, get the doctor
PRP.
Back in.
So the... yeah, the PRP could be used in the vagina, which I found a little bit curious. I was very hesitant because obviously it's quite an unusual procedure. I hadn't heard of it before. The doctor put me in touch with somebody who had the procedure done, and I was pretty keen to go ahead. So,
do you have a partner? Like, did you speak to your partner about
it
before?
I have a wonderful husband who is really handsome, and I love him dearly. So, you know, everything in terms of emotion and connection is fantastic with us. But I think for me, as I've aged, I've found it hard to get those really intense orgasms that I remember having in my 20s. And I've had to really, really concentrate to bring them on. Which is a bit of a bummer, really, when you're, you know, just wanting to.
I would imagine.
And what about now?
So now it's just completely flipped. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible. So the very short moment of discomfort, I would say, is incredibly worthwhile.
So it's changed your life? Changed your relationship?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the intimacy. It's much more exciting. And I think, I mean, you know, it's just much more pleasurable for me, which makes me feel happy.
Fantastic. Yeah. And is it something you talk about with your friends and other people? Like, obviously, you're coming on the radio, so it's not something you're embarrassed about, which I think is fantastic.
Shouldn't be. No, I think we're in a time where there's much more focus on women and their you know, their health and well-being, you know, and it should be that way after centuries of women's needs and wants being neglected. So, look, for me, I think it's just wonderful. It's a, you know, as I said, it's a natural procedure. And actually, to be honest, I had it done for urine incontinence as well. I have three children.
Yeah, wow.
And the last one was over 4 kilos. They were all vaginal
deliveries. That's, you know what? That's unfair of a third to be like that. You know what I mean?
Come on.
That's just being selfish. Come on.
So what do you tell your girlfriends when they ask the question and then they debate the procedure themselves?
I think everybody's very curious, and some of them have actually been to have the surgery.
Oh, and?
I wouldn't say it's surgery, actually. No, it's much less invasive.
Yeah.
The procedure. Yeah, they're all very happy, but I think a lot of people are still just a little unsure because it's quite new and there's not many
doctors. That's why we're talking about it. That's why we're talking about it, because it, you know, it helps demystify things, and if it can help someone, that's exactly why we're talking about it. Are your kids at an age where they could be old enough to hear this interview?
Probably not.
Okay, good. No. That's a bit of fun. Mum's on the radio. Let's hear what she's talking about.
But so kids, honestly, but I think we grow up and we hear about men enjoying sex and men have, and it's never for women. We're taught be safe, don't get pregnant. But we should be taught enjoy yourself, do what feels good and that you enjoy. So I think it is wonderful, Rosa, that you've done this and you're happy to talk about it. I think it's fantastic. Good on you, Dal.
Thank you.
And love your body. Like, love it. Embrace it.
That's
so yes, he's saying love your body. He's not saying he loves your body. That would have been
no. That
thank you, Rosa.
Love your own. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We've been making comfy socks for Aussie mums, dads, kids, and bubs for the last 20 years. And that's why we're the number one dad.